Report. Guyana's opposition challenges the clean slate given to general elections last March. The UN Preparatory Conference on Racism ends without agreement on the inclusion of slavery. And a West Indian cricket administrator says Wes Hall must restore democracy to the game in the region. I'm Bertram Niles, and this is BBC Caribbean Report. Guyana's main opposition party, the People's National Congress, is refusing to lay to rest questions about the country's general elections in March. That's despite the findings of a 9-member team of experts that the administrative mistakes that caused problems in the poll were not big enough to affect the outcome. The elections were followed by widespread demonstrations by supporters of the opposition. There was also a lawsuit to try to prevent the president, Bharat Jagdeo, from being sworn in for another term. Colin Smith has been talking to representatives of both main parties.
The team of auditors and investigators said in their report that they found that the issues and concerns raised by the political parties would not have affected the results of the elections. Today, Dr. Barry Ramsaran, the chief scrutineer of the party which won the election, the People's Progressive Party, told BBC Caribbean Report that the evidence examined by the team was always available to everyone, and much of the upheaval which followed the election could have been avoided.
There was no need for the big